Congress refused to pass legislation giving unlimited money to the private run for profit Federal Reserve. They stole tens of trillions in the first 3 or 4 months and then held the money and stopped lending. And that actually drove up real interest rates, not what they claimed interest rates were of 0%. Actually drove up the cost of lending and less loans were made. And they've almost got the economy ripe, though. Things are imploding. Things are falling apart. Now they're streaming in with the investment bankers, with your tax money, buying everything up. And remember, you pay the taxes, the $24 trillion now, double the GDP. That's double the GDP. Say it with me. Double the GDP, $24 trillion. That's more than double all the mortgages in the country. Not outstanding mortgages, all of them. The amount of taxes each American is expected to pay for this. That's why they're announcing all the new carbon taxes. Taxes on soda pop. Taxes on toilet paper. Taxes on beef. Taxes on plastic. Everything. Agencies given unlimited power to just levy any taxes they want, and they're all forming giant armored cadres of Soviet-style tax police to knock your teeth in. So get ready. Here they come. It's like watching a trillion flesh-eating locusts flying towards you. And it is not a pretty situation. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion. PrisonPlanet.com does a great analysis, Paul Joseph Watson. But let's show you CNBC. She gets it wrong. It says $27 trillion. With her high school education, she can't read off the teleprompter. I'm being mean. We all make mistakes. Especially a number that big, it's hard to read it correctly. Then she corrects it for $24 trillion. But here she is, CNBC, $24 trillion, that you're going to pay and you're going to pay interest on. You give it to the bankers, and then you pay them. They loan it to you and you pay interest, and they loan it to the government and you pay interest. Now, that's a scam. That's like somebody comes and robs your car and they're driving off with it, and then you've got to pay them to steal your car. Like somebody burns your house down and you got to pay them for the cost of them burning the house down. Go ahead and play her.
Editor at the Daily Beast. Good to see you, Edward.
Hi.
We're waiting for the president on health care, and I see that you've also been blogging about this issue of what's the TARP funds have been used for, and we're all kind of scratching our heads about this leaked testimony from the TARP Inspector General who says that the ultimate government sponsorship could be $23 trillion, not to overstate it.
Well, we had a bit of a hint of this last week, I think, when Goldman reported its $3.5 billion quarter profits. We actually have a column on our site today, thedailybeast.com, by one Charlie Gasparino, who compares this use of TARP money to, you know, essentially giving Goldman, in this case, $100 to go to Vegas, making $1,000, and thanks very much, you get your $100 back.
You know, we've kind of been down that road. We had Charlie on a little bit earlier, but, you know, to the points that we were making a little bit earlier on the air, we have heard from a number of banks that they are making loans. Bank of America, we mentioned a few moments ago, we talked to some community bankers who said that they are lending as well, and a number of other larger institutions that say they're lending. And besides, who's to say what the TARP money ultimately should be used for? What are you hearing from people?
Well, I think that's right. There's no question there's plenty of a lot of lending going on, and this does go back. This takes us back 9 or 10 months to when TARP was being crashed through just before the election. And, you know, nobody, you're exactly right, really settled exactly what it's for.
So there you have it.
It's purely for lending.
They just go on and basically say it's a good thing. Oh, it's good. Let's get the economy going. As the economy is in absolute free fall, you look at the actual numbers, they're hoarding the cash. So there you have it. We're going to get into the drugging of this nation. The THX 1138 Brave New World, straight ahead.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I saw his film and I was really impressed. That's why we carry it on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. In fact, if you go to InfoWars.com and look in the show guest area, we have a hyperlink to the film. It's Generation RX. Generation RX, and it goes over the history of the drugging of the children and adults and the horror stories. Kevin P. Miller began producing documentaries in the 1980s and was immediately rewarded with numerous international film and television awards for his efforts. His first documentary, The Promised Land, explored the abandonment of homeless military veterans, and it won him many international film awards and other accolades. More importantly, it helped launch a string of hard-hitting documentaries about health care and other important issues over a 20-year period. Kevin P. Miller is being featured in the upcoming book, Dangerous Men, along with David Icke, Dr. Bruce Lipton, and others. His latest film is called Generation RX, a documentary that examines how we are drugging our children earlier and more often than ever before with psychiatric medicines. It has been hailed by two Academy Award winner Paul Higgins as powerful and often chilling eye-opener. I'm pronouncing that Paul Haggis. I think I'm pronouncing that right, Mr. Miller?
It is. It's Paul Haggis.
Fantastic. Listen, so much to go over, so much to cover here. But whenever I look into the drugging of children and the New Freedom Initiative with its own internal documents saying the goal is to put 50% of America's kids on psychotropics and antipsychotics, these drugs brain damage people. They admit it causes suicide and psychopathic outbursts, especially in people that are already prone to impulse control. They know what they're doing, and as society breaks down, and now they have drugs for the drugs. I've seen those ads on television. So this is a bottomless pit, it seems, and the public is pretty much unaware of it. So I appreciate you making this film.
Well, listen, it's a great honor to be on your show, and I know that you've been covering the topic for a long time. And, you know, when you talk about experimentation, that's already being done, of course, and the foster kids who are already in the worst situation imaginable without parents, they're being shifted around from house to house and institution to institution. And in California, Massachusetts, many states around the country, Florida, for one, over 75% of the foster kids are already on antipsychotic medications, Alex. So, I mean, it doesn't get much uglier than that, frankly.
Continue.
Well, I think that the reality is that when you've got 75% of the most vulnerable kids on antipsychotic medications, you know that there's some kind of trial going on. They're dumbing down people. And frankly, you know, this is what we're putting another, 10 million or so kids who are diagnosed as, quote, bipolar disorder. That's the exact class of drugs that kids are being put on. And so, you know, it's really an ugly thing, and it's only made uglier by the fact that our tax dollars are supporting it. In Florida, for example, that 75% of the foster kids that I was mentioning to you, I think it's 55 to 58% of those are being paid for by Medicare. So it's a ridiculous, heinous situation.
Now, when you talk about 75% in some states, the national average, at least when I made Endgame 2 years ago, was 69% of the nation's foster children are on psychotropics. You're right that even then I saw the number of 80%, approaching 80%, being on the drugs in some states. And they did a study in Texas, and we even have some committee hearing clips in Endgame, where the state psychiatrist says, well, it's eugenics. They have bad gene pools is why we're putting upwards of 70% in the case of Texas on them. But as you said, some states even higher. I mean, just let that sink in for the listeners out there. 75% of foster children on psychotropics and antipsychotics, but don't stop there. The Texas report from WOAI-TV in San Antonio, itself from the state's own numbers, said they're on an average of 7 drugs. And there were medical doctors on the TV program that we play clips of here saying they would see a healthy kid at, say, 3 years old that got grabbed by foster parents, by the system. And they'd see him 5 years later in a wheelchair, totally retarded, not even able to speak. So they are murdering these children with the drugs.
And you're talking about what conventional journalists are reporting, Alex, and so that makes it even more shocking because we know that there's this one hand feeds the other kind of attitude in the mainstream media. I mean, one of the guys in my film, Robert Whitaker, a former science journalist who basically he's almost blackballed. He almost can't find a job in conventional journalism anymore because he co-wrote a series on psychiatric research for the Boston Globe. And part of what he told me in the interview was that it's literally one out of every 70 children in the United States who are on antipsychotic medications alone. Of course, the number is higher if you include Ritalin and antidepressants and the like. So this is not a lark. This isn't a fluke. This is something, as you say, that the medical doctors and the medical establishment sure as hell know what they're doing, and it's been going on now pretty ardently since about 1970.
Yeah, this is THX1138. This is Brave New World, and Aldous Huxley in 62, shortly before his death at Berkeley, and folks can watch the film and the audio online, just Google Aldous Huxley Berkeley speech. He says that, hey, everything in my book is what the eugenic social planners were planning in 1930. And so everything I'm saying in the book is going to come true. After 2000 is our plan. And by the way, my brother runs the United Nations UNESCO program as the Secretary General of UNESCO. These people mean business, and they've now done it. I'm sure you saw the New Freedom Initiative that came out 4 years ago when the documents got leaked, where they want to force at least half the kids in the next phase on drugs, and then after that, everyone on drugs. I mean, this is really happening.
Well, I think that the timing of Generation RX is really extraordinary, because it was rolled out just around the same time that, again, our friends, our cohorts in the mainstream media, New York Times and L.A. Times and Washington Post, were starting to reveal for the very first time that, oh, my God, there's actually collusion going on. There's conflicts of interest. There's payola going on, especially when it comes to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders, the so-called Bible for Mental Disorders.
Yeah, I found out that the school nurses get weird kickbacks in payola, and so they push it on the kids and say, oh, here's a psychologist, here's a card. They're just like drug pushers, but they're not out on the playground selling the kids crack. They're doing it in the school, and they'll send the cops if you don't take it.
Well, what's funny is that we say in the film, I think it's Dr. Julian Whitaker, my good friend, the medical doctor from Los Angeles, and he says, you know, it's comical, because the very same drugs that they will arrest you for if you're walking down the street in front of a school are what the kids in the schools themselves are lining up to get from those very nurses. So, you know, you're exactly correct, and this is not a surprise, nor is it a secret. I mean, each kid gets $400 to $500 for the school itself and for the school district if they are on these drugs, because they are classified in a certain kind of a way that gets government
special
dollars.
Special needs. And now some schools, a third or more of the school special needs, and soon it's going to be half. And then just like THX-1138, pretty soon kids in wheelchairs with nozzles into their nose and drug injectors. You know, I mean, it's so nightmarish, the soft kill they're running. And then they say it's for eugenics in the state of Texas. They say they're giving us racial hygiene. Start with the film. Tell us about the film, because I really want people to get this on DVD at Infowars.com. I want them to have viewing parties, show it to local community groups, school boards. We've got to get Generation RX out to people.
Well, thank you, Alex. The film really came as a result of, in 2004, I was filming in Washington, something completely unintended. Ended up at a Food and Drug Administration hearing where they were a bunch of people who were standing before the FDA committee talking about the side effects of Prozac. And as I was filming over the two-hour period or whatever, it kicked into me that, my God, I've heard this all before. And it turns out that I had originally heard it in a videotape from 1991 where the American citizens, 40, 50, 60 of them, were standing before the FDA a year after Prozac had been on the market, saying, you know, my mother stabbed my father, my sister hung herself, every imaginable, awful, frightening story that you can imagine. And so when I realized that nothing had changed in that period of time, in fact, it had gotten worse and more kids had gotten on these medications, I said, nothing's changing. I need to produce a film about this. And so I got started on that path, and really, you know, uncovered all of the collusion, and certainly all the negligent and, I say, criminal behavior at the Food and Drug Administration, where, of course, corruption is so endemic, as it's always been. But people like Thomas Loughran at the FDA, who's the head of their psychopharmacology division, and who approved Zoloft for children. And Michael R. Taylor, who's back from Monsanto after a gig at the FDA in the early 1990s when I interviewed him, and who also tried to eliminate dietary supplements. And Robert Temple, another FDA official. So all of these men bounding together, banding together with the pharmaceutical companies to cover up the side effects and basically to implement their dastardly intentions on our kids.
And boy, it's been a devastating black op. And they have death education, teach them how to commit suicide. Those numbers explode.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Kevin Miller, director producer of the film Generation RX, is our guest. Of course, in the early 80s, it did come out that they knew it caused massive increases in suicides, just Prozac alone. And after decades of fighting, they now admit on the Prozac and other variants, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that it does cause that. So it's an oxymoron. And 9 times out of 10 of the cases I've seen, they put them on one drug, then it doesn't work, they put them on 2 or 3, 4, and they end up in a mental institution or committing suicide or going crazy or finally get off the drugs, but you have to get them off have to go off slowly, or that can cause even bigger problems. But now they have drugs to treat the drugs. I see the TV ad saying, oh, you've got mental problems from your Prozac. Well, take this drug. It'll take care of the Prozac. It's just totally sick. Please continue with the story you were telling about all these men working together to carry out this great evil.
Well, I think, Alex, it's just this, you know, the medical ethics have just completely gone out the window. If they ever existed, they are long in the distant past by now. Because, frankly, you know, these men, when you mentioned Prozac, the original study that we unearthed, and we found paperwork to track this, as you know, I mean, 1982 were the first tests that were done on Prozac, and they were done in Germany. And the German equivalent of the FDA basically said, you know, there's a real problem with this drug. In the first trials alone, 16 people tried to kill themselves. And we're talking about 16 out of the first 43 or something.
And others attack people, but that's great. You put a bunch of kids on that and give them guns, then you have an excuse to ban the Second Amendment.
Well, and, you know, I've been listening to your program for many years, and I heard someone attack you once about the fact that you mentioned that the Columbine killers and some of the other people have been on drugs. Let me just put this nonsense on the other side to rest once and for all. It is absolutely a fact that at the bare minimum, 8 out of the last 12 school shooters around the country were indeed on these antidepressant drugs. It probably was at least 9 out of the last 12, but they sealed the records of one of the Columbine killers, and so none of us know for certain.
Yeah, but his friends said he was on Ritalin and Prozac, but you're right, they sealed it, and then the other one was on it.
That's exactly right. And we know that he was going to a psychiatrist. So, I mean, you know, how many troubled kids, as you said before, would not be prescribed these antidepressant drugs? So, you know, what they started with was something very commonsensical. They started with this, with the ADHD aspect, and they really tried to just control the kids' behavior. Then all of a sudden there was a problem. There was the DEA of all agencies coming out and saying, wait a minute, there's a problem with these with this methylphenidate, with Ritalin, with these stimulant drugs, and they're causing this vast array of side effects, and violent side effects were among them, and addiction problems and all the rest of it. And so you know, then they went into a big PR campaign to basically combat the DEA. And, you know, this is the mid-1990s, and there was a 734% increase in the number of kids that were prescribed Ritalin for, quote, ADHD drug from 1990 to 1994 alone, which...
And then the kids that go on the Ritalin, then the kids that get on Ritalin tend to get depressed, so then they put them on Prozac-type drugs, don't they? And then, as kids start committing suicide and killing other people and hurting other people, there's mental illness at the school. Everybody's got to be screened now by the new freedom, and then lo and behold, the psychologists find that everybody needs to be put on drugs.
Well, here's the crazy part of it. As you say, they put the kids on Ritalin. So first they start them on a lower dose. They might be 5 years old or 6 years old or maybe even 4 years old. And then after a while, they note that that same dose of Ritalin isn't, quote, working. The kid seems to be, you know, exercising his own ability and his own intellect. So then they raise the dose. Well, then what happens is it kicks in with a side effect that's very well known. After they raise the dose of the Ritalin, the child has a psychotic reaction. So once the child has a psychotic reaction, they rush the kid to the doctor because he's talking crazy and he's a mile a minute and just can't be controlled. And the doctor, instead of saying, oh, that's a well-known side effect of methylphenidate, of Ritalin, we gave him too much. We need to take him off this drug. No, they don't say that, as you know, Alex. Then they say he's bipolar. Now he's bipolar, so now we put him on these powerful, potent, dangerous antipsychotic drugs for which there is no cure. And this is what we're doing to our
Generation kids. RX, a film by Kevin P. Miller. He's on the line with us. We'll come right back after this quick break and continue. Ladies and gentlemen, they cold-bloodedly are engaging in problem-reaction-solution. This was all planned out, all charted out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
I want to talk to our guest more about film and the families he talks to and the information he brings out. It's so well done. Generation RX, available at InfoWars.com. But then I want to talk about solutions, where this is going. I mean, if we don't expose these people and fight them, they're going to make everybody take drugs. And they're now to the point of trying to make the kids take it. And I had a writer for Psychology Today calling me for some big cover story that's coming out soon. And I would bring up the fact that it's not normal to have more than two-thirds of the kids on these drugs. And he would just laugh at me. I mean, it's all just a big joke to these people. It's all just a big business. A very, very sickening guild. I mean, folks, having 75% of kids on strong antipsychotics and other drugs, that isn't normal. Having 5% on it isn't normal. Somebody shouldn't be on drugs unless they were already trying to kill people and already trying to chew their fingers off or... Somebody shouldn't be on these dangerous drugs even if they think they're the Pope. You know, just they're nutty and that's the end of it. No, they say all normal behavior is abnormal because it's their business model. This is the new priesthood. We're going to go back to Kevin Miller here in just a moment with Generation RX. I did want to tell you about a few of our sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is something that every one of my listeners needs to have. I have one in my car. You should have one. Whether it's just the little secret pin recorder or whether it's the little bit more expensive in-car system that's hidden cameras in your card, in your car that you just hit a button and the cameras start recording what the police or others are doing. And then you've got a secret record of what happened. And the website is diginet.net. That's diginet.net. Diginet.net. And everybody should have one of the DigiPens. And these are the best pens for the best price I've seen anywhere. So diginet.net. But I suggest, and I mean to get one. I've just been so busy. I know we all are. It's very, very affordable, very inexpensive to get 2-gig, 4-gig models for your car that'll record for hours. And it's just little hidden cameras going into a little a recorder unit and stored on a little memory disk. Just absolutely essential that we use Big Brother tools against the establishment. In this time and date, everybody needs to protect themselves. So I'm thinking I have to have this on my car just when nuts show up in a parking lot and try to do weird stuff to me. I've had that happen a few times, and then later I drive off and hear them tell people something completely untrue. I mean, it's just good to have this to protect yourself. Diginet.net, diginet.net. And finally, I want to tell you about the great folks at Survival Seed Bank. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds in the Arctic Circle. Why do you think they're doing this? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people. This is the place to get them. Survival Seed Bank. Get them out of the hands of the elite and into the hands of the people. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, going back to our guest with the film Generation RX, Mr. Miller, continuing where we left off after that last break, how they put you on the speed drugs, the amphetamine class, which then everybody knows speed freaks are nuts. They keep upping the dose when they stop sleeping or act weird or are up sometimes and down other times. They don't go, hey, that's what speed freaks do. Causes heart palpitations, heart enlargement, brain shrinkage, all these physical problems, they admit. No, because they're a psychiatric guild, a drug-pushing guild. They don't say, hey, our drug did that. The very culprit says, oh, yes, now we put you on Prozac. Please continue.
Yeah, exactly. And once they have a psychotic reaction and they get put on an antipsychotic medication, there basically is no cure at that point. So they tell you straight up, you could be 16 years old, 12, 11, doesn't matter. They'll tell you that you're going to be on drugs the rest of your life. And, you know, this is one of the main things that really propelled me to produce this film. I could see nothing beyond the murder and the mayhem. I could see no sanity, literally, coming out of the medical establishment or the FDA or the American Psychiatric Association. And, you know, you start seeing, when you peel back the dirty layers, you start seeing how many people who are making the decisions on these drugs are getting payola from the drug companies themselves. I mean, how can it be I think we're around the same age, Alex. How can it be that, you know, in the record company executives from the 70s and 80s were thrown in prison for payola, for getting a few dollars under the table to get a record played on the radio? And yet we've got researchers and scientists and doctors and decision makers who are getting millions of dollars under the table, not reporting it, and still walking around free as a bird.
Well, let me expand on that, just on a separate issue, but it's connects into this. You can just Google the term IRS agents cut from billionaires. And there's all these news articles where they got rid of almost all, over 90% of the corporate fraud investigators from the IRS. Now, you can argue, is it a fair tax or not? Obviously, that's a scam, too. But the issue is they don't enforce on billionaires. They enforce on middle class and blue collar workers. because the criminal class, that's why it came out that more than half of Congress doesn't even pay the taxes. I mean, this is an openly criminal group. Go ahead.
No, I couldn't agree more. And yet you've got a minimum. This is a bare minimum done by studies, proved by studies from Boston University researchers and others that say that a bare minimum of 56% of the people who are on the panels that decide which drugs get dispensed to our children, 56% is the minimum number of people who are also have conflicts of interest with the drug companies. Well, that on some committees, you're talking about the antipsychotic drugs and schizophrenia groups, 100% of the decision makers on the committee that are ruling on which drugs are dispensed to the general public, 100% of them are getting money from the drug companies. Speakers' fees, traveling events, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that they then don't even declare to the general public that there is a conflict. Now, you know, in any other entity, if you had conflicts of interest with Boeing and airplanes and the FAA,
you would have to recuse yourself.
Exactly right. And so why isn't it the case with this when we are affecting the lives of our future leaders in this nation? The only answer that I can come with are two answers. One is the dumbing down aspect that you talk about a lot. And number two is just frankly just the money that's at risk. And, you know, this order that we've always talked about, it now is reaching way beyond just the borders of the United States in the medical profession into the World Trade Organization. We're tied into it through all of our trade acts, NAFTA and CAFTA and the World Health Organization and all these god-awful things. And sooner or later, you and I and a cadre of other freedom fighters are going to let it be known to people in a way that they can understand and embrace and act on that this has to stop. And it will stop because we're going to make it stop.
Well, we have to. And I think people should get Generation RX, your film, and have viewing parties, show it to their neighbors. We have to start getting in people's business. I mean, they're taking our kids and turning them into tattletales to spy on us and saying that's kosher. It's normal for us to go talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, talk to our families. When I'm in an airport or a grocery store now, believe me, I'm selfish. I just want to get on my airplane. I just want to get my food and go. But I will walk over and say, hey, listen, I don't want to get in your business, but I really care about, you know, your humanity, or I really care about your child's health. They're trying to push dozens and dozens of new vaccines every year, and these have all been proven to be causing a problem. Just do research before you vaccinate your children, and you don't have to take the vaccines. And a lot of times I'll say thank you and start walking away, and they will say, because it's almost like they're thankful. They can't believe another human is talking to them. We've all been trained to not talk. And they'll say, it's not the law. I didn't want to give her or him the shots, but they said I had to. And I'll say, no. Google. I go, do you have a search engine? Yes. Do you have a computer? Yes. Well, search engine, the term vaccine waiver form, and then your state. And you just got to give them that form. And they go, thank you. Or other times they go, and are kind of the type that are uptight and scared and don't want to.
Right.
I don't care, though. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to go 110% to warn people, because I see these little kids and I know what they're putting in the vaccines. I know it's a eugenics program. No matter how horrible it sounds, I know the truth. It's hard for me to admit what their own documents say. And I know what the drugging's about. I've seen them at the state level in Texas say it's eugenics. These children are subhuman. And I've talked to these psychiatrists and psychologists. They are on power trips. They are flaming evil. I mean, they are bastard scum. I'm not saying all of them, but the establishment ones. These certainly aren't your Carl Jung or somebody like that who are pretty neat, you know. It's just these corporate scum. They're these corporate scum. They're to sling rocks, sling dope, sling this stuff at our kids. And I'm tired of these 21st century dope pushers. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, what I was going to say is, you know, the basis of what, when you talk about Jung and some of the others, what was their foundation? It was talk therapy. I mean, if we removed all of the drugs that we're, the psychiatric meds that we're giving kids right now, and simply just sat down and talked to them or had a, quote, expert talk to them, I mean, 98% of them would be doing infinitely better than they are on these meds. So when you're talking about, you know, going back to these immunosuppressant drugs that they're giving kids as vaccinations, I mean, even, again, to draw the parallel, when I was a kid, we got, what, you know, measles, mumps, rubella, polio. That was about it, maybe chickenpox. Now they're on up to 51, 52 immunosuppressant vaccinations by the time they are 8 years old. I mean, how in God's name can anyone believe that this is beneficial to their immune system? It's a sad, sad reality. Not to mention then on top of it that the very criminals that are contaminating vaccines, like the Baxter International people, which, you know, I was talking about a long time ago, and I know you have been on this show, you know, that could have infected hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and could have killed literally millions of people. They're the same people that are making the vaccinations for swine flu. So, you know, again, I tried to produce the film in such a way so that people who had no investment in this, Alex, whatsoever, knew nothing about the issue, could watch Generation RX and come to a logical conclusion themselves about whether or not they felt that this was a sane course to take. And I try to respect the intelligence of the people who are viewing the film. And
well, you've done a masterpiece. You've made a masterpiece in Generation RX. I just hope that people will start caring about their fellow humans and start going to the PTA club, start going to the school board meetings, start going to city council and say, stop pushing drugs in the schools. I was a straight-A student. I wasn't straight-A my first few years in high school, but we moved down here to Austin. I was straight-A, made 100 in some of my classes that last year, to where I didn't need to be at school all day to finish my course load in high school. So for an hour a day, they said, you are a student aide. And I was a student aide there. And one day, I didn't feel good. One day, I was coming down with a cold, and I went into the nurse, and I said, I want to go home. And she said, you have to call your mommy. And here I am, 18 years old. So I sit there and give the phone to my mom. Okay, you can come home. Before I went out and got in my car and drove home. And then she goes, hey, if you're feeling bad, it's like drugs. It's like speed. It gets you high. It's fun. Well, first I said, well, no, I don't want any Ritalin. She said, here's the name of a psychologist. I was real calm at the time, handsome, good-looking, clean-cut, wearing a polo shirt and slacks. People thought I was a cop at the school at Anderson because I didn't really hang out with anybody. I kept to myself. I just wanted to get out of high school. And I said, no, I don't need that. She said, oh, it's fun. It's like drugs. You like speed, don't you? And I'm like, look at me, lady. I'm a jock. You know, I've got like 2% body fat. I didn't say that, but I didn't want it. And then she kind of came on to me sexually. That was like a little added thing. But, I mean, the issue is that they're laughing. It's true. I mean, this country's screwed, man. She came at me, Mr. Miller, as a drug pusher.
Well, and, you know, one of the stories in the film that seems to expose this kind of attitude is what happened to Matthew Milling Downing and her daughter. You know, I mentioned about half hour ago about Thomas Loughran, the head of the psychopharmacology division at FDA. Tom Loughran was, his daughters were friends with Matthew Milling Downing's two daughters. They lived in suburban D.C. They lived in the Maryland area. Of course, the FDA headquarters is right near there. Their kids had sleepovers. They socialized, all the rest of it. All of this time, Thomas Loughran knew the effects of Zoloft and these SSRIs and refused to interact with his good friends, who, by the way, he knew that the one daughter was just put on Zoloft, the drug that he had approved for children. And he never even said anything to the Downings. And the end result was, a few months later, that this beautiful, beautiful 11-year-old girl, Candace Downing, hanged herself in the garage of the Downing home 1 hour after watching Animal Planet on TV with her father, sitting on her father's lap.
Good God.
So how do we get to this place where you have such a disconnect? These people who are running the show in D.C. and who are living off of our tax dollars and are so inhumane that they won't share the most basic warning information with friends that they've been friends with for 9 or 10 or 11 years.
But that's the issue with these fake corporate types. Is they're into how they don't care about anybody, and they'd watch you drown and not even help. They're in to the fact that they're soulless scum.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you're exactly right, because I've watched dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of FDA hearings, and I see nothing but cold and calculation coming from all of the FDA officials. They could give a damn about the stories of real people who died on these beds.
Well, that's because the overarching geopolitical system is run by eugenicists. So the more of us they kill, the better. I mean, in the state hearings, they said that. They said, these people are subhuman. They have bad gene pools. We're getting rid of them.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When good people stop caring and stop being involved in society, bad things happen. And they've got around 20% of our kids on drugs today. They want to put 50% on. Generation RX, a film by Kevin P. Miller. I'm going to have him back up the next month or two, maybe even play some clips here at PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is just very well done. It'll warn people when the school's pushing the drugs on their kids that it is proven to cause suicide. They even have to put that on the drugs now, thanks to people like Mr. Miller's actions. Get the film at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, to get Generation RX, a film by Kevin P. Miller. Kevin, we got about 4 minutes left here at the end. Tell folks more about the film, because, I mean, it's so multifaceted. It gets into so many areas. It shows the motivation, the lies, what the drugs do, the horror stories. It's just amazing. Tell folks more about Generation RX and how they can use it to stop this mass murder.
Well, I appreciate the latter part of what you just said, because, you know, what I've said often in my speeches around the country is that, you know, I made the film so that parents in particular and teachers and even sheriffs could be armed with the information they need. And especially parents, because you know how intimidated most parents are with, you know, either by a school administrator or certainly a doctor. We're intimidated by the lab coat and their air of authority. And yet, you know, it's incredible because since the film has been out, I was speaking in Nebraska a couple of weeks ago, and a woman came up to me and she said, you know, I actually did what you suggested. I used the information as a weapon. And I said, really, with whom? She said, with my child's pediatrician. And evidently the pediatrician was just sort of dumbstruck, had no response for the vast majority of the statistics or things that she cited from the film. So, you know, I took great care to make sure that there was integrity in the information, Alex. And you know how important that is, because if there isn't integrity in the information, it makes it too easy for everybody else to shoot down. So I would encourage people to, you know, buy it through you and to use the information in the film, first of all, as a weapon to defend their child and defend their communities. And in the case of sheriffs, you know, if you get a call from the local school and you find out there's a gun standoff, you might have some insight that no other sheriff in the country has on why this is going down. So that's part of it. So, I mean, the film is pretty diverse. I mean, the first part of it is really an overview to the entire mad situation that we've gotten ourselves into. The second part in particular focuses really clearly on ADHD, the shoddy science behind it, some really sort of comical.
They take boys, I mean, all species of mammal, from seals to dogs to cats, jump around and fight and play, and they say normal behavior is abnormal. Then they put kids on caffeine and sugar. They're bouncing off the walls. They right. claim crashing from sugar is bipolar. Your film is just amazing. Generation RX, I want to have you up in a month or so for 2 hours to take horror story calls from the listeners and people and to tell more of your stories and maybe have some of the families on that are in Generation RX. Available, folks, at InfoWars.com. Get it today on the online video bookstore. Kevin Miller, thank you for the great work you've done, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
It's been my pleasure, Alex. Thank you so much.
You bet. Keep up the great work. And we'll get him back up in the next month or so for 2 hours and talk about some of the other films he's working on as well and some of the other films he's done. That's it for this transmission. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com on the audio stream and AM and FM stations across the country. Retransmit us as well. I want to thank Genesis and all the sponsors, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.